The first of the 5 points, the 5 points of contrast between the archist and the Christian or non-archist, is with regard to the initiation of force. To become a member of the Libertarian Party, the National Libertarian Party, one must sign a statement, a pledge, saying, "I do not believe in or advocate the initiation of force as a means of achieving political or social goals." So if you have a social goal, let's say helping the homeless, and you go around your block and you say, "Would you like to give me some money so I can help the homeless?" and nobody gives, then you do not have the right to initiate force against the people who do not give you money. Well, this is, of course, what the government does. It's called taxation, but it's theft. It's the initiation of force in order to get money is called extortion or robbery, or it's theft. It's wrong. It's immoral. But this is what governments do. This is the distinguishing characteristic of a government. We can have lots of institutions. We can have lots of organizations, agencies, nonprofit associations, and networks all working to solve social problems like homelessness, the poverty, whatever. But morally and ethically, they're not allowed to do so by theft. It's a simple proposition, but it's huge in its implications because it basically says that this institution called the state lacks fundamental moral legitimacy, because it's based on theft. Now, what does the government do with its money? Well, one thing it does is it kills people. It takes vengeance on its enemies. It tortures people. It hurts people. And those two are things which lack ethical and moral legitimacy. It doesn't matter whether you call it a bold foreign policy. If you go overseas and start killing people, that's murder and it's wrong. A scholar who studies biblical law and wrote 3 huge volumes on biblical law, a series called Institutes of Biblical Law, says there are no prisons in the Bible, that you don't respond to a theft by putting someone in prison and make the victim pay for the color TV and the weightlifting set for the offender, that in the Bible, restitution is the proper response to theft. So we have a government, this entity called the government, engages in theft to pursue vengeance against its enemies. And all of that is wrong. All of that is fundamentally unchristian, and it's archist. It's the essential definition of the archist, initiating force to hurt people. Now, beyond initiating force, the religion of Jesus Christ, as articulated, I think, by George Washington, and the quotes that we've seen already, prohibits the return of force. Now, here's where archism sort of blends into what we think of as pacifism. So let's talk about this second aspect of the difference between the archist and the non-archist Christian.